What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm your host, Warren, and today we have some awesome news about Blade, the Midnight Suns, and dare I mention his name, get the memes ready, Mephisto. Yes, I know, but it sounds like Marvel Studios really does have some amazing plans ready for the supernatural side of the MCU. So don't be mistaken, this isn't just a side of the MCU that they plan on doing a movie or two or a couple of shows about. They're going to fully dive into this side of the MCU, especially since Marvel Studios is making more mature content now, with Blade being rated R, Deadpool and Wolverine being rated R, and Kevin Feige dropping F-bombs on stage in front of a public crowd. This has Marvel fans really excited about what Marvel Studios could do with more mature content. And it seems like a lot of that is going to come from the supernatural side of the MCU. So today we have not one, but two villains to talk about. Yes, Mephisto is one of them. We'll talk about how Marvel Studios is setting up this supernatural side of the MCU to be a big part of the MCU moving forward. And we have some great Blade news updates. We've been waiting for some great news about Blade for a while. After all of the trouble that it has been in over the past couple of years, after all of the writers they've gone through, directors, multiple script changes, the movie has really been through a lot. But after all of that, Mahershala Ali has stuck around and things are finally looking really good for this project. So a lot to break down. But of course, if you're new and you love the MCU, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the latest videos so you can stay up to date on the MCU. We're also giving away an Xbox Series X and a PS5, more on the giveaway at the end. So first and foremost, let's talk about a big change to the Blade movie that Marvel Studios has very recently made. As I mentioned, the script went through many different, not only changes, but just complete do-overs. From what we heard, the first one was really, really bad. In fact, we heard the first one didn't even really focus on Blade that much. He wasn't even in the movie that much. So of course, that's an issue. And of course, Mahershala Ali did not like that. So basically, they decided to do some rewrites, and then they decided to do the script just over completely, start from scratch. And this went on for a little bit. But now apparently, Michael Green wrote the final script. And what we've heard recently is that Mahershala Ali is finally happy with what they have come up with. And this is awesome, because if you don't know who Michael Green is, he wrote Logan, he wrote Blade Runner 2049, he did the screenplay for Jungle Cruise, and this is kind of against my point, it's not exactly a good thing, but he also wrote the screenplay for Green Lantern. But that was a long time ago, back in 2011, and Logan was amazing and is really regarded by fans as one of the best Marvel movies out there. And he wrote the entire movie. And the biggest deal about this is that Logan was a very mature movie, and it was a very deep and emotional movie, and had a lot of action scenes with a lot of violence, which all of this is what we are hoping for from Blade. So if he brings kind of the style and the feel that he did with Logan over to Blade, I think we're in for a hell of a movie. And since they went through so many writers, Marvel Studios is obviously happy with what he came up with, so this is all just really good news. But here's the big change that they made about Blade. According to the insider Daniel RPK, Blade will now take place in the present day. Before, it was supposed to take place way into the past. So now it'll take place during present day, which is great because now Blade can get tied into Secret Wars a lot more easily. Or just in general, if they didn't plan on having him in Secret Wars before, it seems like they definitely will now. But more important than tying it to Secret Wars is a tie-in to the Midnight Suns, which I know a lot of fans are really looking forward to, myself included. Daniel RPK says Blade will now take place in the present day and will tie into the Midnight Suns. He goes on to state Mia Goth is still set to play Lilith and will be the main villain. Filming will begin in the UK later this year. And we did a complete update yesterday about the production of all of Marvel Phase 5 and Phase 6 movies that we know are coming so far. So if you want to check that out, be sure to after this video. But Mia Goth still playing Lilith is really awesome. And Lilith is not just going to be around for the Blade movie. Apparently, there is a lot coming up for the Midnight Suns with Lilith and with Mephisto. And apparently, it is really not what we think. It's actually more epic than we think, and I think it's an incredible idea for Marvel Studios. In a separate report, perhaps a accidental report from Alex Perez over at the Cosmic Circus, we have learned some details about Lilith and Mephisto. On Twitter, replying to a report that Blade is going to be set in modern day MCU and will tie into a Midnight Suns project, Alex replied on Twitter, "As long as we keep Lilith and get the Lilith versus Mephisto matchup we were promised, I'm sold." Now, what's interesting is that we never had heard anything about Lilith versus Mephisto before. No insiders ever said anything, including Alex himself. So in reply to this, he stated, "Oh shoot, you guys didn't know that yet. Whoops." Now, whether this was an accidental leak or he did this on purpose this specific way doesn't really matter. What matters is he has now reported that Mephisto is going to go up against Lilith, which I actually think is an incredible idea. I really like the idea of two villains going up against each other. It's always great when the heroes go up against the villains, but it's really awesome when two villains fight each other. And I actually really, really hope, since Mephisto and Dr. Doom are supposed to come to the MCU, we get a story about Dr. Doom's mother, Cynthia Von Doom, going to hell, being taken there by Mephisto, and Dr. Doom teaming up with Doctor Strange to go get her back. Because again, this would kind of be another villain versus villain scenario with the help of a hero. But it also would be a story that would really humanize Dr. Doom, him trying to save his mother. I really think that would be a cool story, but overall, I do really love the idea of villain versus villain. Now, it's not very clear if this is going to take place in Blade or the Midnight Suns movie. However, we have heard before that Lilith isn't just going to be a one and done villain. Plus, we have heard that we are going to see Mephisto pop up in other places in the MCU as well. According to Deadline, who is a very big, reputable outlet, they state that they believe Sacha Baron Cohen is playing Mephisto in the Ironheart series. A lot of you might have heard about this. And according to some insiders like Alex Perez and others, Mephisto is going to appear in multiple projects throughout the MCU, basically setting him up as the big bad of the supernatural side of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And this lines up with basically everything that we know that Marvel Studios is doing right now. They are going to have sort of big bads in the MCU. Only one other has been established right now, and that is for the street level side of the MCU, and the big bad for that side is going to be Kingpin, of course. He was in Hawkeye, he was in Echo, he's going to be in Daredevil Born Again, then he is going to be in Spider-Man 4, and who knows, he might even make it after that. In fact, we expect he will. We expect, since he's going to be the mayor of New York City in Spider-Man 4, that won't just come to a quick end after Spider-Man 4. He'll probably go on to still be the main villain in Daredevil Season 2, and perhaps we might even get him as the actual big bad in a big Spider-Man film. The same thing seems to be happening for Mephisto. He's supposed to show up in the Ironheart series. Sounds like he might show up in Blade, if not the Midnight Suns movie. There was a report before, and I don't know if this has been debunked, so let's treat it as a rumor for now, not confirmed, but there was a report before that he bought the Avengers Tower, which would have pretty serious implications for the MCU moving forward if he did indeed buy the Avengers Tower. Plus, that would mean he came in contact with Tony Stark, most likely. Maybe it was Pepper, maybe it was Happy, but in the future they could do a really cool scene there. Especially since Robert Downey Jr. recently said that he would love to come back, which of course we basically know at this point he is for Avengers Secret Wars. But for the supernatural side of the MCU, it sounds like it is all coming together. Blade is shaping up real well, it's going to tie into the Midnight Suns, we're going to see Lilith and Mephisto fight each other at some point in time, which sounds fantastic. But go ahead and let me know what you think about all of this news in the comments down below. Do you like it or do you not? And if you don't, let me know why. Please don't forget to like the video and subscribe to stay up to date on the MCU. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 or Xbox Series X. The winner picks one item and we pick one winner at the end of each month. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.